This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We just talked with the mayor of Los Angeles about gun control and the steps he's taking to get guns off the streets of L.A. But no matter how successful that effort is, there will still be way more guns here in the U.S. than there are in Europe. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports now on the very different standard for gun control across the pond.
Britain has the tightest gun control in Europe, largely due to two rampage killings. After one of them in 1987, semi-automatic and pump-action shotguns were banned. And then, 10 years later, handguns were also outlawed after the Dunblane school shootings. Criminologist Peter Squires.
The shooting of 16 children was so appalling. It galvanised a real national reaction. There was a profound sense that we didn't want to go down the American gun culture pathway.
So much so that in many parts of the UK, a police officer will visit your home and inspect your gun cabinet before you get a license. Spree killings have triggered a tightening of gun laws in other European countries. But then it's easier to do that here than in the US. Keith Krause of the Small Arms Survey in Geneva says Europeans don't have a constitutional right to bear arms. Far from it.
All throughout Europe, gun ownership is treated as a privilege and not a right, and you have to demonstrate and justify your need or desire to have a weapon.
As a result, gun ownership is much lower in Europe. For example, the US has 88 registered firearms for every 100 people. Britain has just 6. But the legal availability of guns doesn't automatically equal crime. Switzerland has an average number of gun homicides, and yet under the country's reservist defence system, there are millions of military weapons kept at home. Gun control expert Owen Green.
You have a very interesting phenomenon that nearly all Swiss males have guns, but they criminal Swiss would never dream of using their military weapons because that would be unpatriotic. They would tend to go to the illegal market.
And no one pretends that gun control can prevent all rampage killing. The worst civilian gun massacre in recent years, in which 69 people died, happened in Norway, which, next to Britain, has the strictest gun restrictions in Europe. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.